forever. Dog.
Hi everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of I heard it through the gripe wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. It's a podcast where we tell you our gripes we've been having while in quarantine. Today's a very special episode because we have CD Teledano. CD Teledano is famous for
Jiminy Glick.
For doing basketball memes. And we also have Whitmer Thomas, who's filled to the rim with gripes. And we also have Rodney Berry, also known as the Gripe Lady. So welcome to I Heard It Through the Gripe Wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Welcome to the show!
Wow, that's nice,
buddy.
Did you write that before?
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome... welcome to the
show. Hi,
Clay. I can smell you from here.
I know, dude. I fucking stink.
Rod, the podcast starts and Rod leaves.
Yeah, Rod was like
Rod
this.
He's like really changed. Rod has really changed because now he thinks of himself as a hero because he
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you getting any of the money that everyone's raising, Rod?
No, he has a job.
Yeah, I have a job, so I'm not getting any extra money.
Did you strike?
No, we haven't. I haven't gone on strike because I'm making a lot of money.
Rod!
What?
All right. No, but that's true. That's true.
It's hard to go on strike when I'm making a lot of money.
That is confusing.
Where are we going to go on vacation after this, guys?
I don't know.
I'm craving Disneyland.
Where I'm going Disneyland in a year and a half, I don't know.
Let's go to a hotel with a pool.
Yeah, any hotel with a pool.
Where did Jesus live?
The Bronx.
Easter Island.
Bethlehem?
Where?
Shutter Island.
Yeah, I want to go Shutter there. Island. I want to see where he walked and where he woke up. And where he made the table.
What table?
He invented the table man.
He invented the table.
You not remember that?
What?
Passion of the Christ.
You never seen Passion of the Christ?
Hey, guys, I got the biggest pants.
Why?
Wait, you get the Jared pants or what?
No. These pants, tiny, tight on the waist, big on the legs.
What's the brand? Because I had to look for those big pants for the last 2 weeks.
Uniqlo from Japan.
And you ordered them online?
Oh, yeah, they're huge.
But are they funny or do you like them?
No, I like them. I'm wearing them in that skate trick that I did on my Instagram just recently.
One where you break quarantine?
Yeah, for my birthday.
Wait. When you like talk about these pants... would you consider it to be this?
Those pants big.
Oh, I thought this was gripe number one, because I do have a gripe about them.
Oh, really?
About your pants?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. So you already want to get straight into the gripes. I don't mind. Gripes take a long time.
That you don't like Chinese people or Japanese people?
Whoa, hey.
CJ.
I was just setting them up. I was seeing it was a test.
Yes, it's a classic. Right. It's one of those classic racist tests where you ask someone if they're racist. If they say yes, then you got them.
Coming in at number 5.
Here's my gripe. Okay. You wear baggy black pants. You wear baggy brown pants. You wear baggy navy blue pants. You wear baggy blue jeans. You're good. But as soon as you wear baggy khaki pants,
it changes
your look. You become like a certain.
You know what you become.
What?
You become Jared.
Yeah, exactly.
But with pleats or no pleats?
Ooh. Well, it depends how baggy. If they're, like, fitted, I think it's okay. But if... So usually pleated pants are kind of more fitted. But if you're just wearing some flopping-ass baggy pants that are khaki, you're Jared, and you can't do it. It's like wearing a red hat nowadays.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I hate this quarantine because I used to carry around my big pants everywhere I went. Or, I mean, I hate the Jared thing. Because now every time I bring around my big pants, they think I'm Jared.
Exactly.
And then you escaped?
No, yes. But, I mean, if you're going to get baggier pants...
Ain't no one getting giant, giant pants like you, though.
Well, I'm just saying, do you agree? Like, khaki, big, baggy khaki
yes,
pants.
Yes, you can't wear big white pants, big khaki pants.
You can wear white pants.
You can wear big white pants, and you don't look like a damn fool.
I guess I don't share the same, or I'm not seeing it the way you're seeing it.
What do you think when you think of big, baggy khaki? Can I show you these baggy khakis?
Of course.
Because I got black ones and khaki. Here, check it out.
Okay. Here we go, gang. I'll make.
All right, he's gonna do the Jared thing. Right now.
It's gonna look like I'm Jared.
Okay.
There we go.
And those are those the khaki ones or are those the brown ones?
Oh, sorry, these are khaki.
It's really hard to tell.
Yeah, you need a step. Yeah. Wait. What? Do it again. Hold it up. Wait, no, back away. Let's see.
Wait, honestly, I think you could pull those off. What does it say about you if you wore them?
I don't know. It either looks like I'm on a sailboat or it looks like I'm Jared. I don't. It just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
So and then let's see the other pair that does work.
Well, you can look at me on Instagram wearing them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think, but black pants, it looks like you just got off your shift at McDonald's.
Right, but I like that look. I think it looks cool to look like a chef.
Yeah. I call the people who work in McDonald's chef.
Okay, y'all ready for my gripe?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit it.
Coming in at number 5.
Hi, my number 5 gripe is it's a gripe that because of something I hate, which is all these damn video calls. Why can't we just do normal phone calls? Why does everything have to be a video call now? So that's my number 5 gripe. Here on the podcast, I heard it through the gripe wine, spelled WHINE.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too.
Do y'all do phone calls anymore?
I did a phone call yesterday.
I phone call with my dad or something like that, but yeah, all these damn Skype calls, man, at the same time, when I'm having to do Skype or Zoom or whatever, I do pay attention more.
Well, you know what's it's really helping the painting eyeballs onto your eyelids economy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you pretend you're sleeping, but it looks like you're awake paying attention?
Mm-hmm. Or it's like right now, if I'm in a meeting, this is my go-to.
And you're really getting a good nap in.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't have any idea.
That's what people are accounting for.
Sorry for everyone listening to audio. Wit is just putting on sunglasses, looking wide awake with his mouth wide open.
Okay. Should I start a brand called Movie Tropes, and I just sell props and stuff about movie tropes?
Yeah, man. Of course. I think you could do an entire one-man show of movie tropes, because that's all of your stand-ups that you ever come up with. Why don't you just do it? It doesn't make any damn sense. It's like you have a perfect skill right there.
Right.
Like, why? Hey, here's one of your jokes. Why in movies when they see a hot girl do they go, I've never once done that.
Yeah. Nothing ever makes me want to go, I. It's not, you can't shake the damn attraction out of your brain.
That's funny, CJ. That's a good joke.
Yeah. But can I be there too to do the sound?
I just thought of a damn movie trope.
Why in cartoons can't they just run? Like, in cartoon world, have they never invented waffle grip?
My favorite thing is how come whenever a guy gets caught having
wait, is this a gripe?
Wait, I don't think it's a gripe. Is this a gripe, CJ?
No, this is an observation. This is a preview of my one-man show.
Okay, cool.
But every guy who gets caught in an affair running away, always wearing heart boxers. I Googled that. I can't find no heart boxers. Oh, and also, every hobo has the same access to that damn polka dotted print for his damn bindle.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who's getting stuck in a closet with a hot girl, and then she's just conveniently giving perfect kisses with fresh lipstick all over his face?
Yeah.
When you're passionate, you're not giving those kinds of kisses. You're not going, I'm horny right now.
Sorry.
Just on your face, too.
Yeah.
That's easily 10 minutes of a one-man show that is usually 45.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rod, are you ready for your gripe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Coming in at number 5.
Right. So my number 5 gripe is when I'm watching a Godzilla movie.
Yep.
I think Godzilla should be there in the first 5 minutes. If he's not,
it should
the
start
fucking movie off.
It should start with him, his alarm clock going off.
Yes.
Giant hangover.
Yes.
And the alarm and then waking up. Oh. And then it's all of his neighbors being like, and then having a him. I think you're right. We need a Godzilla movie through the perspective of Godzilla.
Yeah, of him waking up for his day.
Rod, are you saying that because Godzilla's not—he's not like mysterious anymore? We know what Godzilla is now. Just give us Godzilla.
Well, it's like you can tease me for a little bit, but I'm like, just—I want to see fucking Godzilla.
Yeah,
I know
you're ready for
is.
Godzilla. 5 minutes in.
Like, you're not gonna surprise me with Godzilla.
Yeah.
Show me Godzilla. Have him destroy a building.
Okay, but Rod. Did
you watch a Godzilla movie?
I watched 2 Godzilla movies.
Did you? So you watched the American one and then the new Japanese one, right?
No.
King of the Monsters.
I watched Godzilla 2019 King of Monsters.
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
Wait, which one is that?
I thought that one sucked.
Wait, is that American one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's American. And then I also watched 1998 Godzilla.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That one is better.
What about Shin Godzilla? Have you ever seen that?
Shin Godzilla is great.
Those are like the Criterion ones, aren't they?
Shin Godzilla, CJ, you would love it. It's new.
Shane Godzilla?
Yeah, Shane Dawson Godzilla.
Yeah.
Shane Godzilla is funny where he's just like a monster in like a trailer park.
No, Shin Godzilla is about a guy down. He's like sitting on Godzilla's foot the whole time. I'm going, look at that shin. That's a big shin.
Big.
And he keeps punching him in the shin, and Godzilla goes, ah, ah.
Ouch, ouch.
No, Shin Godzilla is about the bureaucracy that they have to go through in order to decide how to kill Godzilla, because it's going to kill a lot of people if you kill Godzilla.
Right.
And it's a comedy.
And you're saying Shin Godzilla, not Shane Gillis.
You're not thinking of
CJ, are you ready for your number 5 gripe?
No.
Okay, let's go.
Coming in at number 5.
I don't have enough PS2 games.
All right.
Okay. You only have those?
Yes.
And you get more. What are they? Let's see them.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
That's a great game.
NFL Blitz 2003. I mean, 2003 was...
I never played
that's
that.
That's a good
NBA
year.
NBA Street Volume 2.
Is that good?
Yeah, this is the Tony Hawk of basketball games.
Oh, cool.
You just got to do combos. And then NFL Street, which is hard to play. But I am. I've been playing video games, and I try to play my damn Xbox. Every game is so goddamn hard.
What did you try to play?
Fortnite.
Oh,
Fortnite is hard.
Fortnite's not hard, my man.
I have my real gripe. I have my real gripe.
No, okay. Wait, save it. Save it.
Save it for your number four.
Four more gripes.
Yeah, you got four more, my man.
Each?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all do gripes.
For example, wait, hit it, my man.
Coming in at number four.
Animation nowadays?
Go, I know what you're going to say. Go off,
man.
Wait, sell animation?
Why is it so hard to make good animation? Like the look of a cartoon good. I'm watching Batman the Animated Series right now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All of it. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for it to be so beautiful. Like, and sometimes the animation changes to where it'll go, like, let's be more of, like, an anime style, or let's do more of this Art Deco kind of feeling. But it's always beautiful. I just watched an episode. Clay, if you do it, you have to at least nod.
Oh, wait.
Keep talking. I like this conversation.
Where there's an orange episode of Batman the Animated Series. It's a great episode. CJ, I was thinking while I was watching it, you would love it.
Wait, where are you watching it, by the way?
I got the DC Universe streaming app, and
I do want your login. I didn't know it was on there.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's like amazing, and there's one episode called The Grey Ghost, which everybody needs to go watch. It's like, basically, Bruce Wayne, when he was a kid, there was like a Batman-style comic book TV show called The Grey Ghost, and Adam West does the voice of The Grey Ghost. Yeah. And now people are doing the same crimes that happened in The Grey Ghost, in the TV show. And Batman goes and finds the guy who played Grey Ghost and gets him to be Grey Ghost, and then they team up together, and it's sort of like Batman is like fulfilling this childhood dream of like going and fighting crime with his hero.
Anyway, got a question.
It's all orange and red because it's like every scene takes place after kind of like an explosion or something like that. And I'm just watching it. I just watched right before this going, why the fuck is animation so bad now? What's going on? Anyway, what were you going to say?
I mean, I know I liked it as a kid, but did kids like this stuff?
Yeah, they loved it.
Yeah.
But there's no reason for kids to like it because it's so serious. It's like so heavy. But
how would you describe current animation?
Can I speak for what? Modern animations reminds me kind of something like this.
I wouldn't say modern animation is that good.
No, I'd say it's way worse.
Did you guys see the new Looney Tunes?
No. Wait, which one? There's been several new movies.
Yeah, there's like, they make them like a new one every month, my man.
They think every couple years.
Well, no, they're rolling out like officially new Looney Tunes, and it's just the animation is slightly off and updated. And I don't know if people think that like by making the animation look kind of kooky that it like helps the comedy.
Yeah. Well, isn't there a new Space Jams too?
Well, hopefully, though, that'll be, like, Pixar style, like...
They did add, like, some dimension in the movie.
Yeah, there was, like, a...
They added more shadow.
I feel like people now, like, the backgrounds and shit like that is where it's really kind of changing, is, like, the backgrounds in the animation of 90s cartoons are just really detailed, which is what they did in Stone Quackers. It's what they're doing with Midnight Gospel. Some cartoons do it, but
who's the new guy in Space Jam?
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
That kid's right. Funny as heck. One time we made a meme with using that, and his mom called us and told us she was going to sue us.
LeBron James.
And then we just cut a check for her.
Of how much?
Honestly, like maybe like $1,000. I don't remember. I wasn't at that step along the way, but we definitely paid her because they deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's coming up? Who's coming up next? Am I next on this gripe thing?
Oh, but I did tell someone to watch Stone Quackers on Twitter yesterday.
Well, that's good.
Oh, cool.
I think you are next, Pike.
Okay.
Coming in at number four.
Okay, so my next number four gripe is I've been getting mosquito bites everywhere because there's a damn mosquito in my room, which is my gripe from last week, but there's been an update. I got a bite on my knuckle of my finger, and it got red, and Whitney saw it, and she now thinks I have COVID fingers, which I don't have COVID fingers.
Yeah.
I told her it's a damn mosquito bite.
Mosquito bite.
Yeah, so
that happened on your toes.
Well, yeah, but she thinks it's applicable to fingers too, but it's actually a mosquito coming up to me and doing this. So that's my number four gripe. And that's it.
Where's the mosquito coming from?
The what?
How's a mosquito getting in your house?
I don't know, man. Mosquitoes love my ass. I don't know.
I have two mosquito repellent devices on hold for me at the Pasadena Target.
Oh, boy. Wait, wow. Is that Target open?
Well, for pickup. Oh, yeah, it is open. Yeah, I mean, we have to wait in line for all these places.
Aren't all Targets open?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's next on the scribe list? We're only at number four.
Rod.
Okay, Rod, you ready, my man? Let's go.
Yeah.
Sorry, god damn it.
You didn't say the thing.
Coming in at number four from the gripe lady.
Oh, CJ, by the way, Rod is the gripe lady because he always stomps on our gripes and tries to make them not valid.
Yes. That's classic Rod. Gripe lady.
He goes, ow, ow, ow.
The gripes, too many gripes. Your gripes invalid, ow, ow, ow.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so,
spit it out, okay, Rod.
All right, so when Godzilla is, destroying a place, really just show me him doing it. You don't got to show me the aftermath. I want to see my man Godzilla fucking wrecking shit, you know?
You want to see a flat person. A flat person. He lifts his foot up, and you see the person flattened.
Sometimes they just are like, oh, check out what Godzilla did that you didn't see in the movie. I don't see that. Show me Godzilla wrecking shit.
You just see people.
Because it costs a lot of money, Rod. See, this is another thing. So, Rod has a job, so he thinks everything is easy because he can afford it. Yes. But it costs too much money for some people who don't have jobs right now, Rod. It costs too much money to show Godzilla destroying stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, Godzilla, I saw him protesting the real thing.
Rod, you just think everything is just like... It's just like, you think you're the king of the world now. And that you come home and you bring it home with you. And so now you're putting on Godzilla and you're bossing the TV around saying, I want to see this. I want to see that, dude. All right.
I'm Rod.
Yes.
I'm King Rod and you're all the sorry people.
Exactly. And Rod, you have you don't know what's coming to you, but you have something coming to you, okay?
I hope it's a gift.
Not a gift.
Is it going to be a present?
Rod, it's not a gift. CJ, are you ready for your
yes,
right? Okay.
Coming in at number four.
Jerry Seinfeld's new special, 23 Hours to Kill. Ooh, it was bad.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? <Ooh. laughs>
I mean, I love stand up.
I mean, who doesn't?
I made it 8 minutes in, and he repeats the same phrase 40 times. 40,000 times. You go to a place, and then you want to leave it. You go to this place, and you gotta leave it. When everyone's trying to leave. And I don't know if he's always been doing that, but maybe, and I've changed. But the thing is, and people are dying. People are like, ah! And just no one needs to go to his shows, and he doesn't need to do that. So my gripe is, I mean, the thing is, I like comedians in cars getting coffee. That's like the evolution.
To be honest with you, I don't mind the show either.
I love that show.
Yeah. But I don't need him in a damn suit trying to like resonate with people. I actually like when he is like, I'm rich and I don't want to talk to you. Who are you?
I truly believe he's too rich to like have any kind of connection with any human.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I saw him in Las Vegas. I thought it was so funny.
But I've seen that same show. And you know what? Because everyone's laughing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're in on the joke because they paid for all the money and they're sitting there. I don't know. Yeah. I just thought I was a huge damn waste of time last night. I changed it quick and I watched Over the Top.
Ooh, how's that?
It was pretty fun.
So do you think the gripe above all gripes is like,
nobody
there's a
needs
reason
it.
Jim Carrey and Eddie Murphy don't do stand-up anymore, and it's because their perspective now is so unrelatable that they're going to have to be like alien robots in order to figure out how to do comedy.
Yeah, it's the same thing when people ask me like, oh, you must love Blake Griffin when he does stand-up. It's like, no.
No, you say there's only one guy that I like.
No, I like Sebastian Maniscalco because I truly believe the things that he talks about irritates him.
Okay,
it's the only guy I believe.
We should make a cartoon called Sebastian Maniscalco Worlds, where it's just like people at Chipotle hopping around and.
Yeah,
I love his. He does. He's been doing these vlogs at home, and I watch every single one when he posts them.
Wow.
Okay, Whit, are you ready for your number three?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Coming in at number three.
Stuffed crust pizza is better than any food.
I don't know if I would say...
That's a gripe?
I don't know if that's a gripe, my man.
Yeah, it is absolutely a gripe.
Although that's a gripe against other food.
Exactly.
I ate stuffed crust pizza on your birthday to celebrate it.
Oh, thanks, Rod.
I ate it.
Thanks, Rod. Yeah, it's like, so I didn't get stuffed crust because I've been getting it to celebrate everything as a joke, but really, and so what has ended up happening is I just eat the stuffed crust and then I don't want to eat any of the buffalo wings, and actually buffalo wings don't really make me feel sick, but stuffed crust really does. So I decided not to get it for my birthday. And then on Monday, a friend, Sam Varela, sent me a stuffed crust pizza.
That's nice.
Yeah, which is very nice. And I, of course, ate it. And it's the best tasting food there is. And it's very frustrating because it makes me feel so bad. And also, last night I made, like, salmon and Brussels sprouts and pasta, which is technically very good food. But it's not as good as stuffed crust pizza. This is a problem that I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life. What are you going to say, CJ?
I also like stuffed crust, but I like it even more the next morning. I like when the cheese congeals and becomes like those peel away string cheese, but inside a bread.
The cold stuffed crust is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Okay. Notice Clay hasn't had any thoughts on any of this.
Well, you want to know my real thoughts on it?
Yeah.
Stuffed crust, for me personally, it's a little too much. And I get stuffed in with one or two slices, but my fat ass keeps on going, and I get a big, bad belly ache.
Yeah, stuffed crust turns to stuffed clay.
Yeah, so ready for my number three?
Wow, Clay, curious as a cat over here.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying. Listen, we're only at number three right now. I got to keep this train going, my man.
Coming in at number three.
My number three is we got a projector, and I thought it would be a great idea to put project a movie on my big white wall. And it was great, and I ran everything through my record player speakers, and it was great. And I'm watching the movie, I'm having the time of my life. But the damn fan inside my projector is too damn loud, and it's louder than the movie. And I have to turn up the movie so loud that it's probably pissing off my neighbors. And I don't want to watch a movie that loud. But it's the damn fan. I need a more expensive projector, which I don't want to spend money on, so I don't use
it. Can I ask you what kind? You got?
It's like if you just Amazon projector, it's like the first thing to come up. It's like some weird brand I've never heard.
How much did it cost?
It cost like $100.
You gotta pay a little bit more, but I think projector you pay life like is great.
$500.
Well, right now?
Yeah.
You get a good projector.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, man.
I know, but I'm saying it's like.
It's worth it.
That's kind of how it works.
Yeah, when you get one to work, ooh, doggy.
Oh, I mean, we used thinking to about those. Doing that here. Yeah.
Well, where do you do it on for your place?
Just flip the couch to the wall across from the balcony or the deck, you know?
I recently, and I want to know what brand that, because my backyard, we're getting it in shape. And I was thinking about putting two hooks, like on the frame of my garage, and putting a pull down screen.
Ooh.
And then projecting back there.
Yeah, this brand you're gonna have to avoid. Maybe it's the, I don't know. I'm looking at it. I'm looking them up right now. And if you've never heard of the company before, I'd probably not get it. But if it's like an Epson, I would probably go for it.
Yeah, Epson's good.
I would get a $300 Epson. Epson is what I would do.
Yeah.
All right, Rod, are you ready for your number three gripe, Rod?
Yeah, sure.
Coming in at number three.
Oh wait, Rod, sorry. I have music. I have music for you too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go.
How come when there's 200 baby Godzillas, they can't kill Matthew Broderick?
Because they're too busy being born at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, they're sleepy, man. They're babies. They need milk.
Yeah,
they're chasing Matthew Broderick all around, and they can't kill my man, Matthew Broderick.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office. I was live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
I am even worried about baby Godzillas.
I almost don't want you to talk about it anymore because it sounds so appealing.
Yeah.
I don't want you to spoil any more of a movie I saw when it first came.
What is going on?
I'm trying to get good Godzilla music, and I'm like trying to find the military march. There it is. I found it.
Like, I feel like the good Godzilla song is Godzilla's theme.
The bwah, 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 bwah,
bwah, bwah,
bwah, bwah, bwah, bwah,
no,
bwah, bwah,
bwah, bwah, bwah.
Shut the fuck up.
That's not it.
Bwah, 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 bwah.
It goes.
Simon says
it
shut the fuck up. Remember that song?
No.
Yeah, that's Pharaoh.
The Godzilla theme is calm with me.
Yeah, Jimmy Page and Puff Daddy. Hear my cry, hear my roar. Let me your ears see my flaws.
Yeah.
Pet my dog. Come over.
When was the last movie that had a soundtrack like that? Where they like it was just as important of a rollout.
Venom tried to do it with the Venom Eminem song. Venom, got a little bit of my shakinum, tenum.
Well, Venom is, it was good. So
I love Venom. Did me and you see that in New York with me too?
Yeah.
Dude, Venom, that was one of the better movie-going experiences I've had in a long time.
It is like the closest to a superhero movie from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
But was that intentional?
I don't know. Me and CJ and Mitra went into watching that movie with like the lowest expectations.
And I was like laughing at how bad it was, but then out of nowhere I was like, no, this is actually really fun and entertaining.
Yeah, you know what the pre-Venom movie is? Is an Upgrade.
People said that's awesome.
I watched that movie a few weeks ago, and it's the same kind of thing of there's a thing inside of the guy, an Upgrade, who's making him do all this stuff, and he kind of has to talk to it to tell it to like do stuff or stop doing stuff. But Venom has way more fun with it.
Is that Lee Wannell?
What did you say? What did you say to me?
Lee Wannell?
I don't know the actor's name, but it's a good movie. It's worth watching.
Okay, who's next up? CJ, are you ready for your number three?
Yeah, I am.
Coming in at number three.
Okay. So I got this at Universal Studios, and I'm so confused. Is it Homer or is it Radioactive Man? Well, so I looked it up, and I was like, was there an episode where like Bart wanted Homer to be like his superhero, so he became Radioactive Man? No. But this is Homer as Radioactive Man.
Yeah, I mean, did you see the photo that was going around where they have Krusty the Clown in the Who Shot Burns episode, and it looks just like Homer Simpson in makeup, and Krusty the Clown makeup?
So do you think that's intentional or lazy?
I don't know. I think one of the writers like stepped in and said, no, that was Krusty. I think it was lazy, though. I don't know.
But yeah, and I don't need this thing, but I've been holding on to it since I've gotten it, and I look at it every day and I'm confused.
Wait, so you're thinking they just put the Radioactive Man stuff onto a Homer doll?
Yeah.
I guess Radioactive Man kind of does look like Homer.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I thought he was like a strong man.
Yeah, he's strong. Like he has the belly of Homer.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And but I mean, it's
Radioactive Man has the face of Homer. Same face.
Also, when I got this, I'd put it in our living room, and whenever I didn't move it for like 2 weeks, and every time I'd come home, I'd come into the living room and I'd get freaked out by it. I thought it was a person.
Which is an extra gripe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a cool story, bro.
All right. make me a sandwich. Whit, are you ready for your number two?
Yeah.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Oh boy.
Candy and more ice cream.
What? Right?
So when I go to the grocery store, I skip over that ice cream aisle and I sit at night just being hungry for more bad shit. I can't be having no more ice cream, Mr. Clay.
Okay.
Alright, because what I've been doing lately is because Mitra got all this Jenny's ice cream, like a ton of it.
Right.
As I eat ice cream every single night. But guess what? Nowadays, I'm not eating this ice cream because I feel bad at night. All right?
Personally, I cannot relate because I have my gummies every day, every night. I'm still working off the 2 pounds of gummies I got in my most recent grocery order.
What kind of gummies?
I got, I think this is Lassen's, or no. Yes, this is Lassen's brand's gummy. And it's also, it's probably one of the best gummies I've had outside of Sour Patch Kids, which are more sours, not gummies. but they're but so, and when it comes to gummy bears, it's the best gummies I've ever had, which is not a gripe, but Wits was a gripe, but I can't relate to the gripe because I love my sweets.
So you're eating sweets every night before watching a movie, before bed?
Whitney makes cookies, so I have 2 cookies a day, and then I also have my gummies. But Whitney also got some chocolate, so sometimes I sneak a chocolate. So I eat more candy and sweets than I do actual meals.
What about you, Rod?
Gummies?
No, sweets. Rod, what is this?
Yeah, stop my gripe. Come on, man.
I don't have any gummies. Sometimes I'll buy sweets at work, but I usually not enough to last me for more than a day.
Okay,
so
y'all.
Do you not eat dessert at home?
Not usually, no.
Hold on. I just want y'all to know Rod was lying because he just said sometimes I'll have ice cream. So this whole time Rod was lying to his friends.
Yes.
But anyway. All
right.
So, CJ, what were you?
Extra gripe.
I ate 3/4 of Snickers ice cream pint last night.
Oh, so good. So
it's
always feel like, oh, I made dinner, I should eat dessert.
Yeah.
So when I go out to eat for dinner, I don't ever even think about dessert.
No,
but now I'm in this mindset of eating at home, so I'm like, oh, I can eat dessert, which is another reason why eating at home is bad, which is kind of a gripe add-on. Like, that's a gripe add-on.
Oh, sorry.
So I bought my wife a Peloton as a wedding present, and I've actually used it, I think, 30 out of the last 38 days, and I've gained a pound. And I think it's because I eat so fucking bad. But also, it feels like, well, I just got my food, it's somewhat in check, but I just feel like I should have lost 28 pounds by now.
You're putting on muscle.
Yeah, that
my body does feel like more like a person's shape.
So here's what I eat every day. Usually I'll eat one cup of yogurt around noon.
Uh-huh.
And then around 1:30, I'll have like a tuna fish sandwich.
I've never seen you eat that noise. For 5 years.
You've never seen what?
I've never seen you eat tuna fish, and I lived with you for 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. Because we would go get food.
Y'all would get pizza every goddamn day.
And then at nighttime, I eat dinner. Sometimes it's some cool vegan food that Kaylee made, or it's some other type of food.
Oh, okay. Meg's been making blue aprons, and those are really, really good.
Blue aprons are good.
Yeah. And I was going to be a little baby bitch about it. And I was going to go, I don't want this. I want my chicken tenders. The blue aprons have been like really hearty. And there's like, they hit every single like food pyramid thing. Like, and they're not, maybe some aren't that healthy. Like, we had sweet potato quesadillas the other night with like a salad. And the tortilla is probably bad, but it was just like, it was filling and felt good. And like fresh. I didn't know what the fresh taste everyone was talking about until these.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready for my number two, right? Where are we?
Two, yeah.
Okay, two. Here we go, gang.
Coming in at number two.
So here's my number two. It's going to sound very similar to my number four, which is, COVID fingers don't exist. So why would Whitney think I have COVID fingers? It's not even a thing. So coming at number, two is my COVID fingers, gripe.
Do you think Whitney's a hypochondriac?
What's up?
You think Whitney, who's more of a hypochondriac, you or Whitney?
Probably me.
But Whitney's more afraid of, like, being kidnapped or something.
Yeah, having people break in and kidnapping us.
So, whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe Whitney just wants you to go to the doctor so she can fucking get away from you for once.
Yeah. Ain't no one want to kidnap your stupid ass.
That's true. Y'all ready for number, Rod's number two? And Rod, I think I picked out better music this time. So
okay.
Okay. So here's Rod's number two gripe coming in on the brand new podcast. I heard it through the gripe wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E.
Coming in at number two.
Oh, was it? That was it?
Okay, so... Wait,
Boston,
no.
King of Monsters.
This is it.
Oh.
Freshly ground peanut butter.
Clay, you froze.
I probably froze because I have so much going on. Okay, ready? Okay, ready, Rod?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so in Godzilla King of Monsters 2019, Godzilla fights Ghidorah at Fenway Park, and Godzilla does not destroy the green monster wall that's the famous wall in Fenway Park. Like, there's no, like, specific shot of him doing that, and I think they probably should have just done that in the movie.
A perfect opportunity.
Yeah, it's stupid that they didn't. I'm pissed off. Why even do it at Fenway Park?
Yeah. I'm with Rod. Rod, I gotta say, this is the number one gripe I agree with you on over all your gripes.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah. It's a really good gripe. If they really, filmmakers really, I mean, clearly they didn't do their research or else they would have thought of that, you know?
Yeah, there's not a good shot of Godzilla just destroying the wall. So, stupid.
How do you like the music? Right.
I love it. Does that sound like a Tarantino score?
Does that work? Can people hear me when you do that?
I don't know, my man. I can hear you.
You don't know, my man.
Okay, CJ, are you ready for your number two gripe?
Yes.
Coming in at number two from CJ Toldano.
Listen, I ordered a Papa Shot, and I ordered it 3 weeks ago.
Wait, slow down. The fuck you say to me?
I ordered a Papa Shot.
You ordered a Papa Shot?
I ordered a Papa Shot.
I have four different basketball devices at my house. Hold on, I'll show you the other one.
CJ bought a Papa Shot, which is what you have in, like, a Chuck E. Cheese.
Uh-oh. It looks like CJ's trying to rip off his door.
And I got a real hoop in the backyard, and I've been waiting for my damn Papa Shot. And I saw a tweet from the arcade company that says my NBA Jam might be coming in the next week or so.
Wait, you're getting another NBA Jam?
Yeah, they come out with these mini, 3/4 the size of the actual NBA Jams I pre-ordered.
What is that called? What's that company?
Arcade One Up. Yep.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be playing? Where are you going to put it?
In my garage. I cleaned out the garage a couple months ago, and I put a ping pong table in there. There's weights in there. I mean,
CJ, that was supposed to be your cat ranch.
There ain't no cat ranch.
It's basketball. Your podcast room.
It's basketball. We have the podcast room is in the laundry nook.
What's a laundry nook?
Don't be calling. I'm from another country. You can't be making fun of me. But. So,
I'm from Iowa.
Sorry, CJ. Witt's been only listening to Shane Gillis's podcast, For the Boys.
Witt texts me and asks if I want to go out for neuters every day. And I say, one, we're in a pandemic, two, that's insensitive to my culture.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
But did you say podcast? Because I love to.
Wow. Okay.
He's got Zoom.
I'm gonna get a necklace. I'm gonna put a Zoom on the end of it and go, "Who wants a podcast? You want a pod?"
Wait. So, what is your gripe though? Is that your Papa Shot is what?
Oh no. So it didn't come yet, and so it said it arrived in Los Angeles on Sunday night, and every day they say it's gonna get delivered, and then a new excuse comes up and says it got delayed in transit, and so my ass just thinks the people set it up in the warehouse and are having competitions. Which, times are tough. If that's bringing them joy.
Then wait, who's the frick works at...
Arcade Papa Shot?
What's that?
Is this what a run? Cool arcade Papa Shot?
No, it's made for homes.
Okay.
All right.
It's like ones you would see in your rich friend's basement.
Or you'd find it at this guy's house.
LeBron James.
Okay, so, wait, are you ready for your number one gripe, my man?
Yeah, but Clay, will you get some King Curtis sound bites in by the time I finish my gripe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for my gripe, though.
Okay, sorry.
Coming in at number one.
They got witch fingers, but they never had the witch thumb.
Just because you got a fat ass thumb.
When are they gonna stop discriminating against the thumb when it comes to these little guys? I've loved these little guys since I was a kid. I've always been fascinated with these witch fingers, putting them on during Halloween, clicking and clacking on the table with these long fingernails and long fingers. But I want a witch thumb, okay? And I've never once seen a thumb extender witch style. I've only ever seen the fingers. Why not? They're missing it. It's a great business opportunity, and it's my number one gripe of tonight.
I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
What's that from?
I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
Catch me on fire. How about that?
He feels like he's winding up to give a punch.
I'm going to tell you something,
man. Anyway, what do you think about this?
Bacon is good for me.
I think you're right.
Okay.
It's fucked up they don't have witch thumb. Maybe witches don't have thumbs.
That's kind of true.
All right, you guys ready for my number one?
Yeah.
Coming in at number one.
So my number one gripe, I wrote before we started doing this podcast, it's my number one gripe it's been my number one gripe for the past 2 weeks, which is Rod's top five list. It's getting better. This has actually been his best top five list he's made in a long time. But I do remember, yeah, normally we are
just, I feel bad for you guys.
We are just yelling at him nonstop. Last week, we yelled at him for his number five so bad that my throat, it hurt so bad. But this week, I did a lot better, but it's still not perfect, so that's why I say that's my gripe.
I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
I'm confused.
His gripe is that your gripes are usually bad, but right now they're better, and so you could... But see, what you're trying to do right now is you're trying to gaslight him and make him believe that that's not even a gripe. But in reality, what he's saying is, please, dear God, his gripe is going, please, dear God, don't let us down. Like, right. I'm afraid, I'm feeling like Rod might let us down because he's on the right track today. He hasn't been stomping our gripes as much.
I mean, full disclosure, when I wrote this list, I thought Rod was going to give out one of his worst top fives. So I will say that.
Thank you.
But
it's been pretty bad from my viewpoint. From my viewpoint, it's been pretty rough.
Good.
Well, but this is just know, CJ, that this is considered really good.
Wait, well, let's see if Rod brings it home. Red, are you ready?
Yeah, this book is number one.
Coming in at number one.
Am I waiting for the sound clip?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I think my number one gripe is that in like newer movies, I feel like scientists are always the bad guys. It's always like a scientist who wants to heal the world, who is the person who is like evil. And I feel like that's like a psyop thing. And they're trying to control our minds and make us think that people who want to save the world are insane.
I will be the first to say it. I love that gripe.
That's a great gripe, but it's also part of liberal fake news media. But it is a great gripe.
I mean, it's something that I would hear on CNN, the Clinton News Network.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And every time that comes on, you know what I say.
I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
I know it's not related, but I do say that every time seeing it and it's on.
Clay, do you know, Clay, you know what I say whenever someone tries to take my bacon away?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Yeah, because I'm mad, I want to fight them.
Yeah. All right. Also, I watched Ghostbusters the other day, which I know we've talked about this before, but it's like straight up a Republican film. Where
the first or second one?
The first, first. One. What? Where it's just the...
I never liked the first one. I like the second one way more.
Oh, CJ. Whoa. You're just wrong. But how the EPA, the first movie, the EPA is the bad guy.
Yeah.
This is not a new take. I'm not saying it's a new take. I just wanted to bring
it up. Clay.
Clay, say it again.
Okay.
I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
All right, CJ, are you ready for your number one? This is the top of your list. This is the one thing that's been getting on your damn nerves the most.
Coming in at number one.
How come these damn drive-in movies aren't showing classics?
Right, they're showing new movies, you mean?
Well, and they're like partnering up with IFC, blah, blah, blah. And I know my friend Joe McAdam, he contacted them about renting a screen, and they're like, sorry, we have all these contracts. It's like, none of that shit should exist right now. Just show freaking old movies that people want to go to the drive-in.
You're right. Like, I saw you went to see
Indiana Jones, which was fine, but then I was like, okay, so like the other screens are probably showing other classics, but they're not.
And that movie theater is, they don't play classics. That was just a lucky time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying. I don't know why they...
Like, and I love New Beverly, and I see, like, everyone tweeting about them, like, we miss you. And it's just like, Tarantino put some damn money into a drive-in or a pop-up drive-in and show some of your movies.
Or the people who do the...
Drive-in's a good idea.
The people who do the cemetery screenings, go find a big piece of land. I mean, I would probably pay like $40 to go park my car and watch a movie right now.
Yeah. It was everything besides, I mean, I enjoyed watching those movies, but everything else was amazing, and I can't believe we didn't do that before.
Yeah, was it
crowded? I've never done one before.
No, it wasn't crowded, and I was like, you know what, this thing is probably going to blow up. Like, people are going to start going, and I've been seeing pictures of our friends going, and they said it was fine. And you can bring literally any food you want. There was a truck that was parked a couple spaces away from us, and they parked it backwards, set up like a little like station, and had Sonic, and you're allowed to do that.
Do you remember what it's called?
Beers in, it's fine.
It's called Mission Tiki in Montclair.
Okay. I'm going to look up Mission Tiki Drive-In Theater.
I used to go to the drive-in in Santa Barbara all the time with my brother, and and it was so much fun, but it just closed down right before Corona.
Yeah, in my hometown, I don't know if the drive-in's open. My mom told me it wasn't open, but we had a drive-in forever, and it fucking rocks.
Yeah. Okay, so Mission...
You go in there, you drink beers, it's great.
Okay, so here we go. Mission Tiki Drive-In Theater at Screen 1. This is today, Wednesday, May 6th. We got Knives Out and The Hunt playing.
No.
Fucking Cena. Stupid.
Bloodshot. Yeah, those are the same movies that were playing a long time ago.
Okay, so we also have Bloodshot and The Invisible Man.
No.
We also have Trolls, World Tour, and Pets 2. Wait, is that a new movie?
No, that's pretty old.
Secret Life of Pets 2? And
that's
then,
old as hell. It's always a double feature.
Wait, what the hell? Why can't...
That's what I'm saying.
Why don't we... Well, one, LA has a problem with repertory theaters. There's not really any. There's like maybe like one or two.
What'd you say?
Repertory.
Excuse me?
The fuck?
Repertory film.
Explain?
A movie theater that plays old movies.
Revival theater.
Am I getting something wrong?
Yeah, it's revival, you dumbass. Repertory theater isn't like regular cast.
I don't know.
Anyways, they should be showing more. I mean, like some of these, especially here in LA, we have so many theater, like the Egyptian and all these places that have those contracts. Just like team up with some of these drive-ins.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially like they're not making any new, like no new movies are really coming out.
Some comedian who's obsessed with forwarding technology is going to do a drive-in stand-up show, and I'm so excited to see, not to go, but to see who does it and how it pans out.
Who do you think would do it?
Like Chris D'Elia or something?
Damn, dude, it got to be Chris D'Elia.
I mean, I would see a good comedian do it, but they also have to, like, do stuff about the circumstances. They can't be doing their damn improv, Hollywood improv set.
Yeah.
But drive-ins, I think, I don't know, I think it's going to be coming back if it's handled correctly.
Well, I don't think it's getting handled correctly at all.
So who's going to get behind it? I ain't got the time.
Somebody with a lot of property and a big screen.
I'll do it. Don't worry, guys. Oh, Clay, what? Maybe Clay when he gets his projector.
Yeah.
I'm not. $350 is too much.
What about $6 billion? I don't know. I'm lit.
Yeah, we're just spitballing here. No question's a bad question.
Okay.
Is it all the gripes?
I think that's all the gripes.
That's all the gripes.
Okay, CJ, what do you got? What do you got to promote, my man?
Everything.
Your podcast? Another podcast?
Yeah, I have another podcast, and we just had Reggie Miller on called The Greatest with my wife, and we talk about the greatest things in sports. And then I work for House of Highlights, and I make videos on there. And I wrote on Will Smith's Snapchat show, and we got we did a reunion of the Fresh Prince cast, and it was very nice. And
you were part of that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was really cool.
You don't write what they say, but like we were like, what are some cool ideas for? And I was like, Fresh Prince.
Man, that Dr. Phil thing, that was rough. I mean, it was great.
Uncle Phil, man.
I mean, Uncle Phil, yeah.
Yeah, it made me cry.
Dr. Phil, Uncle Phil,
that Fresh Prince is going to be on HBO Max, and they're going to do, like, more anniversary stuff.
That's HBO cool. Max is going to be sick. I'm stoked on it.
HBO Max is going to be all of TV.
Wait, have you guys seen Harley Quinn?
No, I've heard about it.
No.
I watched some of it, and it looks pretty good. Maybe not.
Witt's the only one with the app. He can watch it.
Witt, I want that damn login.
All right, I'll tell it to you. Text me.
Okay. Anything else we got to promote? I think we're...
Buy Witt's album.
Yeah, buy Witt's album.
I bought it before Corona.
Dang, dude.
Well, now people can buy it after Corona. So that's listen, gang. That's been another great episode of I Heard It Through the Gripe Wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. You've had CC Toledano. He told you what you should do. You should go to his basketball meme website and podcast. And you should buy Whitmer Thomas's album. If you haven't seen Piggy, go watch Piggy. It's still not out for free. I don't know when they're going to release it for free. Just give it to the people already. People don't have fucking logins anymore. Like, come on. Rod's also streaming, so follow Rod on Twitch. Okay, gang! Bye, everyone. Forever Dog. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.